You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad, and this week we're talking about the films that are coming to the Irish Film Festival in Ottawa. And on Friday, the 12th of April at 7 p.m, Patricia Kelly's drama Verdigris is going to be screened, and I have Patricia Kelly here with me. And Verdigris is a reluctant retiree struggles in a controlling marriage until an unlikely friendship with an abandoned teen teaches her to live life on life's terms, no matter what the cost. And I know that will touch many, many a raw nerve in many cases. Patricia Tafalcharoth, great to have you here.
Lovely to chat to you, Austin. Thanks very much for the invitation to talk to you today.
Now, what triggered the thought process on this one? What was the catalyst that's caused you to say, well, retirees, when someone retires, it can change the dynamics of a relationship to such that there's something we need to talk about here?
Yeah, it came from a number of different sources. First of all, the retiree bit, that specific aspect came from a marriage that I know of, not in my immediate circle, but a little further outside of mine. It was a slightly difficult marriage. There was often kind of lots of arguments, but they had kids and they managed to get on with it and just do the best they could. But it actually all came to a head when both parties retired. Mm-hmm. And that was a catalyst for their relationship changing hugely. When they were busy, both of them with the jobs that they had, spent a lot of time traveling abroad. So that when they were both in Dublin and living together and under each other's feet, I suppose you could say, basically things came to a head, and they made the decision then in their, I'm going to say, ish late 60s, perhaps 70, something like that, that they would be happier apart, living apart. And separating, and I thought that was really interesting, just on a really human level. There was something about that kind of caught my imagination, and I also think there was a level of bravery as well to do that, because very often, even when we're in situations that are absolutely not doing us any favors, and especially as we get older, we do get kind of we get less brave to make massive life choices, and I thought that there was something really interesting in what they did. So that was the initial, in terms of, you know, the Marion being a retired character, that's where that came from. But where the format of the story came from was that in 2016, I took on a part-time job as a census enumerator for the 2016 census. And I was given a route in Dublin 1 and Dublin's north inner city. And it was a massively interesting experience, and it was just something that I thought, someday I'm going to write about this, and then I did.
Indeed, and when you say it was a massively interesting experience, likewise you translated that on screen. So for Marion, it was a massively interesting experience, both in her ability to encourage those who didn't wish to cooperate. She formed an unlikely liaison with a resident.
Exactly. Yeah. That was in 2016, and I just kind of left it, you know, bubbling away in the back of my brain for a good number of years. And then in 2022, I was made COVID redundant, and from my day job. And I thought, okay, if ever I'm going to get an independent film made, this is the time to do it now. And pretty much no budget, you know, independent film, get it off the ground, do it now. And so I came back to this idea, and I knew I needed something that would be very character based, and something that if there's a kind of a conflict with another character that can really, you know, change people's lives, that would work with the resources that I had. So I came up with the character of Marion, first of all, being a middle-aged, middle-class woman, and I wanted her to be a fish out of water then in this Dublin's north inner city, where there was a strong degree of resistance to the census process. And I wanted her to face a lot of difficulties and challenges and not to know how to deal with it, being very much a fish out of water. And then to present her with somebody who can help her to get people to open their doors to her and get her to understand people that she did not grow up with and doesn't have a natural understanding of their community.
Right. So, Marion, in order to bring, Patricia, in order to bring a film to screen for somebody, you need to get the backers. And those backers are a variety, whether it be a government agency or you have to sell the concept. And if you had the day job and your time said, this is it, I need to step up to the plate, I need to deliver on this dream. That was a challenge for you.
It was. I have been writing for a good many years, and I began as my creative life as an actor. So I had that as a background. So I know acting and I know screenwriting. And I had made a number of shorts, so I, you know, knew filmmaking as well, and made good connections in terms of, you know, working with crew and so on. And we tried our best to get official funding from all of the sources that you typically go to, the government funding sources and so on. And unfortunately, we just got no at every stage. So it was a case of having to decide, well, look, it's going to be self-funded. I'm going to just have to, you know, take out personal credit union loans, et cetera, to get this thing made. And thankfully, it is a gamble that paid off, because we are now in the lucky position. It was just announced last week that we have received 5 IFTA nominations. For Verdigris, which is absolutely fantastic, for best film, best film script, best film direction, and our 2 lead actors have been nominated in their own category. So that is absolutely phenomenal. And we get to screen in amazing film festivals all around the world, such as the Irish Film Festival in Ottawa. So it's really, thankfully, it has really worked out for us.
Are you surprised with the response? I know you're thrilled, but are you surprised with it in any way?
Yes and no. The reason that when I'm not surprised at it, it's because it's a very human story and it's very easy to empathise with the characters. And there's a lot of layers in the story. There's a huge, there's a lot of themes that are being explored. There's a theme, of course, of control that is a very strong one. In the film, there's also a theme of infertility that a lot of people struggle with and often don't talk about. There's an element of sex work as well in the film, and a young person that was abandoned as a child. And there's social class issues and things like that. So there's an awful lot going on for people to kind of get to grips with. And so I'm not at all surprised that people are responding to the story. And I'm absolutely not surprised that people are responding to our 2 leads, Geraldine McAlinden playing Marion, and her new bestie, Jewel, who was played by the amazing Maya O'Shea. And they are 2 astonishing performances, and people are understandably and appropriately responding to how terrific they are. What I am surprised at is that we have, you know, that we're nominated. There's only 6 films nominated for best film, so to be up there in the Irish Film and Television Academy Awards is astonishing, and it's terrific. There is, you know, it's such strong competition, and it's wonderful. You know, we've won 4 terrific awards at our first 4 film festivals, and you know, so that level of success and the IFTA nominations is massively helpful to a truly independent film like ours. So that I'm very pleasantly surprised at.
Well, Patricia, we have to wrap up. The film is screening in the Alma Duncan Salon, and that is on Friday the 12th of April at 7 p.m, Verdigris. And you can get full details, Irish Film Festival Ottawa.ca. And we've been chatting with Patricia Kelly, who directed the movie. Patricia, thanks so much indeed for chatting.
Thanks so much, Austin. Absolutely brilliant to talk to you today. I really appreciate it.